Proclamation number 3394 of 5th of January, 1945. God's love is power. God's love knows no boundaries. And again it inclines towards people who, as his creatures, also need his love in order to exist. For his love is also strength at the same time, which is to flow to the human being's body and soul in order to keep both alive. God's love constantly supplies the body with strength so that it can serve the soul for higher development. Thus this supply of strength is a proof of God's love for the human being's soul, which he wants to help reach maturity. However, the soul itself can still directly accept the emanation of God's love, then it receives spiritual strength. But this requires the human being's activity of love. Thus the soul has to determine the beautiful works of neighborly love, as a result of which the eternal love itself unites with the soul and spiritual strength now flows towards it. The strength of love which achieves everything the soul now strives for. For since God's love is unlimited, it must also be possible to use the strength of love without restriction. Thus the human being must be able to accomplish whatever he wants as soon as he completely unites himself with God's love through his own activity of love. Then the human being's will also be God's will. Divine wisdom will fill the human being, and strength and power will be at his disposal because it will continue to flow towards him from God, who does not deny himself because he is full of love and constantly wants to make his living creations happy. Therefore every person will be powerful who enters into contact with eternal love through his own activity of love. And this strength should be used again for loving activity, be it spiritual or earthly, for both bring maturity to the soul. Maturity, however, is similarity to God. The soul forms itself into the image of God, who is pure love in himself. Hence the soul must also become love if it is to resemble God, and only then can it unite with eternal love and be powerful, because then it will always receive strength as a direct emanation of God. Love and strength are one. They are the essence of the eternal deity, and since God's love never ever ceases, his strength must also be constantly active. Thus it must also work in the human being who makes himself worthy of his emanation through loving activity, who opens himself to his strength. And it works by giving birth to wisdom, by awakening the spirit in the human being, which is likewise part of God. Thus it would be inconceivable without God's love and strength. And if love, strength and wisdom fill the human being, he is also perfect, he is similar to God, he has found union with eternal love. It has drawn him to itself because love grasps everything that does not oppose it. Amen.